Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our study through the book of Ecclesiastes. We're going to read Ecclesiastes 2, 3 in just a second, but first, just some introductory comments. Pleasure is a good thing, right? A great thing. God wired us to enjoy relationships, to laugh, to experience life to the fullest. All things are beautiful when experienced the way God intended. But in this fallen world, in this life under the sun, we can pervert pleasure into a god. It's a god with a small g, using money and possessions and experiences to fill our hearts. And sometimes we use the things under the sun to escape our pain. Ecclesiastes 2:3 says this, "I searched with my heart how to cheer my body with wine, my heart still guiding me with wisdom and how to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was good for the children of man to do under heaven during the few days of their life." Hedonism, as we discussed yesterday, is a philosophy of life motivated by the desire for pleasure. We can become enamored by and even worship things that bring instant or lingering but not lasting gratification. But hedonism has two sides. Some people sprint toward experiences that bring a sense of enjoyment. Some, still in the land of hedonism, escape to the things that dull the pain. Solomon decided to cheer himself with wine. In other words, he tried to dull the pain of life under the sun. Escapism is a form of hedonism that runs from reality, and there are many, many places to run. Some live for the weekend party, and they party hard. Some run to entertainment and laugh loud. Some grab a bottle and drink themselves numb or in an unconscious state. Others take a pill or snort some drugs or stick a needle in their arm and enter into another world for a time. These are low-hanging examples of escapism, but I don't want to stop there. Here are some socially, quote-unquote, socially accepted forms of escapism. How about fanaticism? Being a fan of one thing is one thing, but being a fanatic is another. The latter is a person who becomes absorbed with the sports team. They know all the players. They follow them on social media. They listen to all the sports programs and basically live their lives through their favorite athletes. They play all the digital versions of the sport. What started out as fun became an obsession. How about binge watching? Binge watching shows or series has always been a thing, right? But that thing became an escape room during the pandemic. Some hole up for hours in the evenings or on weekends to escape from their lives and into the lives of characters of their favorite episodes. And weirdly, we can even start acting like or thinking like some of the characters. It's weird, and yes, it's a real thing. It's called character bonding or personate. If it's a fictional character, it's called fiction kin. Binge watching can make us start thinking like those actors playing a part. Here's one: hobbies. Hobbies are refreshing and emotional. They're rebooting us unless we use them for escape. From classic cars to motorcycles, from quilting to cooking, from golf to pickleball. Some live their life through their hobbies instead of using their hobbies for more healthy living. So hedonism in all its forms is a life that leaves God out. Learn from Solomon. Hedonism is a dead-end street that occupies our time during our few days on earth. Bottom line, you can't serve God and other things. Father, when we fill our lives with pleasure, we escape from reality. We can't hear you in the present circumstance of our life. We miss your voice. It's calling us closer in our joys and comforting us in our pain. So help us not indulge or escape. Help us to follow hard after you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.